You have to rest. You have to rest, you know, quite a bit. See, when you rest, so you go about your day and you rest. It might not be a full 8 hours. It might be a nap, or it might be 3 or 4 hours. You go to sleep and you take a rest. You wake up and you have new ideas, new visions, new goals, new perspectives. And you can actually turn over the thoughts in your mind, the mistakes you made, the wrong thinking. I'll give you an example. So I've been doing this stock for about a year and a half. I've been trying to learn the stock market, just like going to college 4 years to get math degree and learn some engineering stuff, learning a trade. You know, it took a couple of years to learn different aspects of a trade, to be pool certified as a pool person. You know, it takes a little bit of study. So everything that you do, you have to dedicate some time and renewal and learn, turn stuff over in your mind, change from the old state to the new state. But you have to rest. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to sleep, but you have to take a break, because you have to go through that dying process. You grow, you die. You grow, you die. You grow, you die. You raise new life, you die. You raise into newness, you die. New identity, die. New identity, die. New identity, the old identity dies. The new identity, the old, day by day, every day is the same. The only thing changing is your new identity, moment by moment, day by day, week by week, year by year. So you're changing. And so other people around you, a lot of them, they're not going to change. They can't change. They don't want to change. I guess anybody could change if they ask God. But they don't want to change. So they stay in that merry-go-round, round the mountain. There's no growth in the inner man. There's no growth. They're dead. They're dead zombies. They can't grow. They're in the grave, metaphorically, spiritually, allegorically. They're dead. They're just what animates most people? What animates most people? It's something outside. What animates most people is something outside of themselves. The news, the media, the bloodline, the culture lies, the bloodline lies, something they believe from a child. The whole system is to, as soon as you're born, is to brainwash you into lies, whether it's NASA and all that stuff. I think I recorded something similar to this. I don't remember when, but you've been brainwashed from a child. So it's like there's so many lies upon lies upon lies. The devil's, the god of this world, is a gaslighting, lying system. So he can, the systems, and I think I recorded this today. I didn't upload it yet. But the system's going down because the flesh is nothing but sin. But you can learn what's going on in the system and overcome it. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will quicken your mortal bodies. You can see outside the system, and you're not blinded by the media, the drama, the Draco Moss system, the blue letter law. You're not blinded by it because you have grace. You entered into eternal life by grace, through the grace of God, by faith, through faith, by grace. I can't remember if Ephesians 2:8 says through faith or through grace. I can't. But anyway, Ephesians 2:8, you can read it. We enter in to the grace of God by faith. God made a way of escape. And so you have to have something outside yourself to be able to see past it, because the material realm, matter, is a reflection of your matter, your being in matter. What's the matter? Matter. What's the matter with you? Matter is the matter. Because matter is going to burn up. It's going down. It's designed that way. Because the energy of the flesh is weak. So God knows that. And so He made a way of escape. And so you're going to have to enter in by faith. And so if everything, God is a spirit, so everything really is a derivative of the Spirit, and so you need the Spirit of God in you to be able to see past matter. You need the Spirit of God to see past matter, because the matter or the issue is sin and death in this repeat sine wave Draco Ma legalistic law system. As you're moving away from, so let's say you're in a church that's a legalistic church, and you're seeing something not right. They're contradicting. They're trying to put cognitive dissonance on you because they're living it. They can't even see their own contradiction. So you said, I got to get out of here. And you start to leave legalism. You don't even know what it is yet. You don't even know legalism. Nobody's talked about it. A narcissist is never going to tell you about narcissism. A legalist is going to never tell you about legalism, because they don't even know what it is. That's what they are. They're not going to tell you about it because that's what they are. Long story short, as you step away from the legalism, as you step away from the slavery, the bondage, and you start to really walk in faith. I'm not talking about Pentecostal, name it, claim it, because it's a birthing process. You can always see what's going on in the inside, and in this system, in the Spirit, it's instantaneous, but it has to manifest through a birthing process. Just like the Word of God. So the prophecy of Jesus was before the foundation of the world. But for it to manifest, it took, 4,000 years for it to appear? But it had to go through the birthing process, just like I did the dispensational recording. So when a man and woman say, we want to have a baby, so they have to go through the process, and there has to be a 9-month birthing process. And so to move to the next state, there has to be a process. Building a business, a new way of thinking, leaving Babylon, leaving legalism, leaving the old Adam. You have to go through that process, moment by moment by moment, transformation process. And as you move to the next state, as you birth it in, it's already happened in your mind. But you're just birthing it into to material. Ma, the Mother Earth. Ma, the seed is the thought. And then the seed has to keep hitting. Okay, so the man and the wife. The man, I hate to say it like this, but this is just the way it is. The man has to hit it. And so your thoughts have to hit it. Hit it. The system. It follows information technology. So your thoughts have to keep hitting it, whatever it is, that goal. You keep hitting it. You want to build a house. You want to save money for a house. You want to buy a house. You want a new job. You want a new trade. You want to learn something new. You keep hitting it. And eventually there's going to be a conception. And so that's not the end. Once there's a conception, boom. And once that conception takes hold, then there's the development, the growth, the start is starting to appear. And so it starts to appear and it starts to grow, and then there's a birthing, and then it just bursts. Boom, there's the baby. The baby comes out. But once the baby's born, the baby has to be fed, the baby has to be tended to. And so whatever it is that you're doing, and you're manifesting because you decided that's what you want to do, and God led you that way. God is leading you. You can't really do anything without God, the farmer. But anytime you want to understand how this thing looks, look at a farmer. And look at Adam and Eve. Be fruitful and multiply. But look at a farmer. He takes a bunch of seeds and he throws them out. But before he throws them out, he has to cut some grooves in the ground. Cut. He's plowing. He's taking his plow and he's going down the cut. He's cutting a groove. And then he turns at the other end and makes another groove. And then he comes back the other way and he turns, makes another groove. The plow is in union with the ground. Cut, turn. The plow is in union with the ground. Cut, turn union, and he's moving down the land flow, cut, turn, union, flow. He plants the seed. He throws the seed out there into the split. Just like Adam throws the seed into the split, the opening. It's just like Vesica Pisces, the fish, 153. Cast the net on the other side. And so the red versus blue is the Turing machine, the turning, just like the farmer. So the farmer throws the seed in that opening, and then he closes it up like an envelope. The farmer throws the seed in the ground, he closes it up, turns the dirt over on top of it, turn, closes it up, waits for the seed to grab hold. But the seed has to die. The seed has to die before it gives new life. It has to die, new life, die, new life, die, new life. And then it has to be watered, washing of the water of the word. So your goals, your cognition, it has to be watered and developed. And you set the goal, you turn it over in your mind, you get to cognition, boom. You get to conception, boom. You have to keep turning it over in your mind. You keep watering it. You keep learning. You keep growing. And then it just becomes a part of you. And before you know it, 2 months later, you've moved to your new identity. And you have changed. But you didn't see it because you're in the process. But other people around you are looking at you like, who are you? I don't know who you are anymore. You don't see it because you're in the birthing process to that next state. They go away for 2 months. They come back and they say, who are you? That's what I say. If you really get serious about changing the inside, the inner man, every 2 months you'll be a new person. This is a fact. This is not a maybe. This is an absolute. Every 2 months you will be a new creature. And so when the old people, the bloodline, the culture, people used to know, they come back around you, they don't know you anymore. They don't even know who you are. You can't even talk on their level because you've left them behind. You have transported to your new state. You have actually teleported to the real you. Closer and closer from glory to glory, from glory to glory. So when you talk to a legalist, you can't even talk to them anymore. When you talk to a Jezebel, you can't even talk to them. When you talk to Delilah, you can't even talk their language anymore. When you talk to somebody who is dead, zombie, you can't talk to them anymore. When you talk to somebody that doesn't walk by faith and they only walk by sight, you really can't you can't even deal with them anymore. You're on a different plane, a different level of understanding, and you can't talk their talk anymore, and it's almost like you're invisible. Because they can't even understand what you're saying. You're invisible to them because you have entered into a new state of mind, a new state of being. You've turned it over. You've changed. And it's painful. When that woman's pushing out that baby, she's sitting there screaming, crying, pushing the baby out. It hurts. But once the baby's born, she's glad she went through the process. So the same with you. So as you push out your inner man to its new state, moment by moment, day by day, if you take 6 months and you just focus on your inner man and renewing your inner man, seeking God, asking God, praying, you will be moving to your next state. And people around you will try to pull you back into your old identity, and you can't go back anymore. You have to leave Babylon. You have to leave the Ur. Abraham left the Ur of the Chaldees and moved on to his new place of abiding. So you abide in your new state, even if everybody around you is still in zombie land, still dead. You move on. You can't fix people. You can't save people. Only Jesus can. And so you have to move on and do what God's called you to do. If they want to stay. If they want to stay where they're at, because they could change, but they don't want to. They like where they're at. The pig loves the mud. And the pig wants somebody to play in the playpen with them, the mud. And when you don't play in the mud anymore, and you move on to the next identity state, they've got God's either going to remove you from the situation or remove them from the situation. It's not a maybe, it's absolute. It's not a maybe. It's an absolute. As you birth in the new creature, the hologram will shift around you, reflecting what you are, what you need, where you're moving next. God is a God of growth. God is a God of R-O-W is row your ship. Growth, G-R-O-T-H. So row your ship in the ether of the Spirit. T-H is the ether of the Spirit. And so G is Golgotha. So God is a God of growth. And you have to row your boat in a growth mindset and not in a stagnated mindset, because you can't drink stagnated water and God's going to spit you out of His mouth if you're not growing. And if you're not growing, you have no reason to be here anymore. And so you're put on the shelf. You're shelved. If you're not growing, you're going to be shelved. You're not, you know, anybody who thinks they've already arrived, why are you still here? When we see Jesus, we'll be like Him. Why are you still here if you've already reached your potential? You haven't. So there's always growth potential. Even in 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, there's always growth potential. To stop growing is to be dead. And that's what a lot of people are. They gave up and they quit growing. Because it's hard. I know it's hard. Life, the battles of life, but you can reduce your life down to the basics and get rid of all the peripheral stuff that's not any benefit and break it down to its, see, all the stuff and all the news and all the media and all the articles and all the emails and the notifications are to bombard you, to slow you down off your next state. It's all an attack on your ship. But you can cut off the noise, cut off the distractions, and move to your next state. It's just a matter of making the choice to do it and say, hell or high water, I'm not getting pulled back to Babylon. I'm not getting pulled back to that old identity, because it's not who I am anymore. That's just the deal. That is the deal, people.